Welcome to the third installment of the Allowed Unplugged Night podcast, brought to you by Allowed.com for those who want it louder. These nights serve as our way of showing our dedication to live music, as well as showcasing some of the most outstanding up-and-coming acts with help from our friends at the Embassy Club for providing the venue and Gibson Guitars for giving our artists something to play on. This month's gig featured a wide array of musical stars, and we have your behind-the-scene pass with music and interviews from returning crowd favourite Mark Wilson, self-described happy hardcore rockers Grass Rabbits, infectious melodies from the experimental five-piece Meeky Rosie, brilliant rock and roll from the superb Hungover Stuntmen, and blissful sounds from the hotly tipped band Clocks. After his mind-blowing performance at last month's gig, we would be silly not to invite the multitasking acoustic guitar whiz Mark Wilson back for a second time. After touring in Holland for the last few weeks, Mark joined us for his big return to the UK as he kicked off the evening at the Embassy. We caught up with Mark before his performance, and he told us a little bit about his experience in Amsterdam.
Yeah, it was quite funny. I was on this Dutch TV and radio thing, and I turned up very late. And the first scene of me coming in, they gave me this DVD later on, was me coming in soaking wet through and sort of going, is this the radio show? And while the show's on, kind of thing. So, yeah, that was quite weird. And they were speaking Dutch to me as well, obviously. So.
Here's Mark Wilson with his track Memories from his album Play With Fire. And here comes next up are hyperactive rockers Grass Rabbits, who've developed a sound of their own with the stage show to boot, incorporating interesting antics which can include nipple pinching. But not to worry, they've assured us they always keep it above the belt. This pan-continental foursome scores an A for originality and has a bite that reminds us of the thin line between pain and pleasure. Allowed's own Sean Diffley caught up with the Grass Rabbits lead singer Vince after the show for a bit of a chat. Here's what he had to say about their evening.
It was just a really good night, actually. It was just everybody was there kind of just to kind of check out some good music, and it's just so, all the other bands are just so good. Like, they're just really like talented, and like you can tell they're really bright and they're going to do really good things kind of in the future. And it was really nice to see them in a small venue like that, where they're just kind of there just to show off what they can do, and then you see what they can do and you can tell it's just going to be really, really amazing once they get on with it, kind of thing.
Here's Grass Rabbits with a live cut from their song Bubble Eye.
About time for stuff and shake us up. Can you feel the boundary falling up? He doesn't ask for much. He got a golden cup.
After forming at Plymouth University, Meeky Rosie are already making a name for themselves with an edgy electric indie rock sound that mixes acoustic and electric guitars, spacey keyboards, and multi-part harmonies. The guys were eager to challenge themselves by playing a stripped-down version for us, and to the delight of the crowd, had one of the most memorable performances of the evening. With upcoming tour slots with fellow Devonites Muse in the new year, the band will be in the limelight in no time. Speaking before their set, Meeky Rosie's singer Stephen shared the story of their not-so-long-ago humble beginning with this unfortunate gig experience.
The worst show was in probably Bournemouth, wasn't it? Yeah. And play this dodgy little club, pub just in the middle of nowhere.
It was a working man's club, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. But yeah, we were just told that if we don't stop playing, they're going to kick our heads in. And like half the band wanted to carry on, but standing at the front, I just didn't.
Here's Meeky Rosie performing Remember from their EP Nobody Gets Away.
And it's the surest way to keep the people.
It's been said that a singer can make or break a band, and with that in mind, Hungover Stuntmen have hedged their bet by spreading the vocal duties among all four members. By joining together for some delightful four-part harmonies, coupled with a varied and energetic rock sound, the boys prove that being hungover isn't always a bad way to be. The Animated Lads gave us a few minutes of their time before the show, and here's what they had to say regarding the band's sound.
Each of us has got a different style, so whenever, I mean, even on the website, we've had a real problem trying to
define
the sound.
So yeah, so to cut a long story short, it's a good sound.
That's what we'll see. Sort of like energetic rock and roll, really vocally led, everybody's a singer, so there's lots of harmonies going on, but like the high tempo, really good sort of set.
Here's Hungover Stuntmen with Love Is Suicide.
Suicide, if that is right, then to die would be sublime. I found the lights, and if love is suicide, then I would die just to have her on my mind.
Closing the evening out were a band tipped for big things in 2007, Clogs. Hailing from Epsom and describing their sound as a mash of indie, power pop and surf, the guys certainly deserve their plaudits. We sat down with the band as they shared some of their early experiences with stardom and stalkers.
I think we recently got a stalker on MySpace, or Richard's anyway.
Is that her?
Here's a little taster of Clogs with their song, That Much Better.
See a miracle, think you're dreaming. It's a cynical life you're leading. It's a very fine line you're treading down on space and time. And then now the sun has caught shadow in your eye.
That's just a sample of what became of the Allowed Unplugged Night Part 3. Be sure to log on to allowed.com to find out more about our next event in the new year and how to win tickets to this and other exclusive events. Allowed, for those who want it louder.